Welcome back to Instant Anime.
Just Add Music.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Jimmy.
Thanks for joining us. First time, welcome. This is a podcast where Jimmy and I listen to a song and make an anime for it. So today we have listened to the song Why Me by Stellar. So we encourage you, why us, to listen to this song today? Because we got ideas. But we encourage you to listen as well. So maybe you already have, maybe you pause, go listen to it now, maybe you never do. That's fine also. But it might add some context.
It's the vibe.
It is. Vibes.
It's the vibe.
Vibes.
This podcast, it's a vibe.
It's a whole vibe. But we encourage you to listen to Why Me by Stellar so you can kind of follow along. It should be linked in our description if that helps you. Otherwise, search it up. But anyhow, Jimmy and I listened to this song and took 5 minutes and said, if this was a theme song for an anime, what anime would that be? And that's what we wrote down for 5 minutes, which makes it instant. And now that we've done that, we've hopped on here to tell you it and each other. And then we combine it when we share our ideas into a
mega anime. I couldn't have said it better myself.
I'm so glad that you think that.
Couldn't have tried.
I'm really trying, I'll tell you that much. But that's basically it. We have come up with ideas. We're going to share them. We're going to make it into something awesome.
Hopefully.
I guess I don't want to jinx us,
do I? We try so hard.
We just really want to be good. But that's the plan, is we make something cooler than either of ideas separately are. And then...
That definitely happens.
Yeah. I think that's fair to say.
I think that is 100% fair.
We make something cooler.
It doesn't mean it's cool, like, in general.
Yeah.
But it's cooler than if we just
did it separate.
Like if we had two separate podcasts where you were making anime and I was making anime. And then.
What a terrible podcast.
I'm just saying, horrible podcast. And how do we listen to the same song?
Amazing.
This is a much better podcast than those two theoretical podcasts.
Yeah, we never tried that. Can you imagine if we had? That's so stupid.
How would we have come up with the idea?
Well, we would have just listened to a song and then, like, shared our ideas and, like, that would have been it.
Oh, yeah.
But then it would be, like, compare and contrast. That's so...
Well, it's because this whole idea was born out of us sort of collaboratively storytelling after listening to music and stuff. Anyways,
yeah, it was a long car ride.
Yeah.
So...
And we're like, this was fun. We should continue this.
And then it was like, hey, there's that one Red Velvet song that just sounds like an anime.
That was all you, too.
Yeah.
And you were 100% correct.
That's our origin story.
And yeah, if you've suffered through the first episode, it's been so long, I don't even know if it's listenable. Maybe I should re-edit it, sort of
give it another... Do you really want to put yourself through that? I think audio-wise, it would be rough, simply because we had a different setup.
It was bad.
And it didn't go great.
Yeah. Sort of echoey.
Yeah. We had good intentions. But anyhow, back from that trip down memory lane...
Yeah. We're here in the present.
Yeah, so
listening
after
to Why Me, Stellar, coming up with ideas.
Sharing
hoping you listen to the song yourself.
Casting
it's on Spotify.
Ourselves as a cameo.
In 2021, it's on Spotify.
And as of the date of the recording, it was available on Spotify.
It's so weird how stuff just disappears.
It comes and goes.
It's so interesting.
Yeah. I went to listen to an album. I was like, oh, I want to listen to this. And it was just like, there's one song from it. I was like, this wasn't the song I even wanted.
At least if you have it. If you have Spotify and you have sort of the settings tweaked, you can see what songs aren't available. And we generally, if they were on Spotify at one point and then they were taken off and you have that setting, you can be like, oh, darn, can't listen to that one. And you gotta go find it somewhere else. But we usually offer you an additional
But
way
we'll
to
talk
well.
More about that towards the end. In the meantime, I suppose
Let's
I should share my idea.
Let's do it.
Okay. Why me? No, I'm kidding. I'm ready to go. Okay.
Why me?
Why I have to go first? And scene. Our main character has never made a mistake in their life. Well, never one that's stuck. Dun dun dun.
Okay.
Our protagonist can basically control Z or command Z, depending on your
quick
system,
save.
Their life, and undo things. While some people would use this to be lazier, you know, it's really easy to redo stuff, our protagonist is driven to perfection, and undoable moments, though they started rare, are becoming more and more frequent and more justified in their eyes by the need to get into the school of their dreams. This also could be like a job or whatever.
I get you.
But I was going with that, you know, high school trope kind of thing. But what happens when the undo command backfires? Suddenly our protagonist is seeing double and jumping through timelines. What's a perfectionist to do?
That was my first question, was like, do they control how quick? Like, is it action undo or is it like time undo? Interesting.
Yeah.
Very cool. Opens up a lot of possibilities.
There was the part in the song where you and I looked at each other for a second. We're like, did the song just
It was screw the DJ up? Part.
It was like a whoop, whoop, whoop. And I was like, oh, we get a couple other chances. There's a little bit of a repeat. And then there's a lot of that in the song where it's just like popping around to like, do-do-do-do-do. Like, you know, different tones. And
that's
it
cool.
Just, it popping around and, you know, little kind of, not shuddering, but, you know, like the dit-dit-dit kind of repeat that made me think of like, oh.
Like a record scratch.
So. Exactly. Yeah, you get to redo it.
Interesting.
Well, undo action.
Timey-wimey.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
But I'm thinking something changes. Either they're just like really stressed out. They've used this too many times. They're using it for like bad reasons. Something changes though, and all of a sudden they are no longer
they
in control.
They overload whatever system they had power.
You know? Out of control.
I like it.
Yeah, and if we hadn't already named one like Control, I would just be like, mine's called Control Z. That's it.
Well, see, it would be CTRL,
mm-hmm.
and we could still do that.
I thought that's what we did.
No.
Oh, okay.
I think our control is just like control.
Oh, okay.
And it was a spooky or not.
I don't really remember.
It was a long
time. Is that apparent? I just remembered that we used it. So.
It's just control, and I don't remember what it was about.
Nope.
But it wasn't CTRL.
Okay.
So we have full reason to
do that. So we could do CTRL plus Z.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
And that's the anime.
Oh, there you go.
So that's yours. Cut it, print it, ship it.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
we haven't had one like this in a while.
It's really good.
Oh my god.
It's really good. I like it a lot.
Thank
Plus,
you.
Plus, it's...
Is it separate? Is it different?
That's so what I didn't mean to different say separate. From mine.
Thank you. Yay.
It's so different that we'll
Can
have
Can we
a,
high five about having different ideas?
We'll have a different...
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have a hard time combining them, which...
Uh-oh. Well, that's the risk you run.
Exactly.
You've got big ideas.
But that's why it's like, I got to get yours out the door. Seasonal ship it. Get it out. It's a, I don't know, it's a fun summer anime.
It could easily be a one season or a
I'm not saying
short
this
movie.
Summer. I'm just saying, get it out there.
Get it away from me.
Because it's sort of, you know, or even spring, you know, it's got like a light.
It's that high
highfalutin
energy.
Yeah. And it's
did
got
you
a,
say highfalutin? I didn't want it to be highfalutin.
I didn't mean highfalutin. I just meant, like eclectic sort of.
Yeah, it's that like,
high energy.
I'm so worried that this is like the worst thing happening
energetic,
in my life.
But you're like also, that works with sort of entrance exams and stuff happening in those sort of periods of time.
Very true. Spring. Very tropical.
Spring to summer. You don't want to do it in fall because then you're sort of already in the like.
Yeah, you've already started the school.
Exactly. So we're here. We got a fun, poppy, springy thing. That's shipping. Netflix, animatic.
Do your thing. All right.
I'll share my idea.
My palate
now.
Is cleansed. Hit me with it.
All right. It's very different. So prepare your butts for why me, Stellar. But my idea.
I don't love that you said prepare your butts for why me. But continue.
Prepare your butts for this idea. A dangerous street racing league with dark origins. The original league champions made deals with demons to give them unnaturally good racing skills.
Ooh, this sounds familiar.
Years have passed and the champions have long retired from the profession and settled down to have families. I know, because we did that racing one so long ago.
Is that their origin?
Maybe. I don't know. That one was, what was it? It was the
animals
calendar.
And, yeah, the Zodiac.
Zodiac.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking a little different. It's not they're fighting animal or demons or whatever.
They are the demons.
It's this. Years have passed. The families, you know,
it's
whatever.
The
demons have other plans, however. Since the demons are upset to see their racing powers diluted and unused, they return to Earth to challenge the champions for the Grand Prix, and the prize is their human souls.
Whoa!
The older drivers haven't practiced in ages. Good thing their children have secretly started up a new racing league and have been using the racing powers passed down through birth to perfect their racing skills.
Oh, damn.
Will the young drivers be able to defeat the demons from which their racing skills originated to save not only their parents, but also their own souls?
Dun, dun, dun. Bah, 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 bah.
Because I'd imagine you have the whole anime thing. They got cool demon powers. They activate them to drive fast. And mm-hmm. then there's that one episode late in the season or late in the series, whichever, however long
however
it goes,
this goes,
where the demons take the powers. And then the young drivers drive like they've never driven before, as if they are possessed. But it was the power of the driving was in them the whole time.
I'm tearing up.
And there you go.
Wow.
That's my idea.
Wow.
Because, see, I had a sort of similar, like, repeat, but it was, like, shifting, driving.
Gotcha. Sort of gotcha.
Night driving, street racing thing. I obviously.
Well, if we're doing a night driving, we obviously need Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, and he curb stomps a guy in an elevator.
Ugh. Gross. I don't want that part.
That's in the anime now.
No. Okay.
But that's my idea, and it, as you can see and hear, it's very different than your idea.
It's kind of exciting.
Yeah. We haven't had such disparate ideas in so long.
Such
We've
difference.
Been really on the same wavelength, but, you know, I've been reading Norse mythology.
Mm-hmm.
And
we've been taking in different media. It always helps.
Very different media. And I, you know, started Earthsea. Not that this, I just started it, so it has no early, impact on this, but take that in mind for any
keep that in mind for future episodes. Yeah,
but here we are
driving demons.
How do you want to combine
and changing time
control Z life with demon drivers?
Beep beep.
Demon drivers. The demon driver himself, Speed Racer.
I was hoping that he would show up. Love me some Speed Racer.
I would love to have a character in a modern anime that is a just throwback to Speed Racer, and he talks like, what is going on? Oh, no. But, like, everyone else is like, is this guy okay? And it's like, he does a lot of, like, coke. Like, a lot.
Yeah.
He's just, like, always fucking high.
Mm. Poor Speed
he's
Racer.
He's like, I have a monkey in my trunk. And it's like, that's the drugs. He keeps a lot of drugs on.
You know, it's interesting that Speed Racer didn't do Speed.
Speed. I was gonna. That's slow.
I know.
Slow.
I know.
The
I
low
always
hanging.
Always go for the low.
Oh, so easy. But if you get it in the podcast, it's there.
On that note, please be responsible with any drug use. Okay, so
recreational or otherwise.
Just be careful. I'm wondering. I feel like we're gonna have to choose.
Oh, for sure.
One or the other to like kind of be the main setting.
Yeah.
And not like selfishly or anything, but if I was to stick yours into mine rather than mine into
yours,
let's
hear it. Yeah.
The control power, the time, that's the demon given power, is the ability to undo things.
Yeah, I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
That's just like,
so if that is the case, how would the demon sort of
Yeah, it does, because at some point they're like, I'm sick and tired of you doing this. Like, you're asking me too much to, like, redo. Like, you had hair stuck in your lip gloss. Who cares? Like, leave me alone. And so they're like, I'm going to teach you a lesson.
It makes perfect sense. It's very Loki-esque.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking
taken
of.
Straight out of Norse mythology. Yeah. So it's sort of like a Loki trickster demon sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they give them this control power and expect, you know, humans are lazy, humans are, you know, prone to mistakes. If I give them this power, it's
going to
be hilarious. They're not going
to
use this correctly at all.
And
then they
use
it to perfect their life and become like a model citizen. Mm-hmm. And the demon's just like, what?
I thought you would like steal a car and see what happens and then like undo it and be like, I guess we'll steal a car. What is this? You're trying to get straight A's?
Like, I like that. That's good.
So that's how I would see yours fitting into mine. Mine fitting into yours would be someone can undo their driving?
I don't think I need the driving aspect.
Really?
Because of the Zodiac one that we did so long ago, mm-hmm. where it did end up being sort of like a demon fighting thing.
Mm-hmm.
That one, I think, can exist as its own thing. I really, it was very like colorful. You know, the memories of it are fond.
Yeah.
I don't think I need another
racing silk jacket yet. Silk bomber jackets.
I don't think we need a redo.
I do have an idea though.
Okay.
Because if we want to link it a little bit.
Yeah, give it.
The main character could be a child of one of those racers from the other anime, if we want.
I think
it doesn't have to be spelled out, but it could be like, you know, kind
of
hush
sort
hush
of in
canon.
Universe canon.
Yeah,
I think that's fine. Okay. And I think it sort of gives them that, you know, link to a darker demony sort of thing.
That's how they got it.
And it'd be cool to sort of not rehash, but sort of liken the designs, you know, like you have this fully fleshed out like Zodiac versus demon clan, like, you know.
And I'm picturing the parent in this case, going back to like high school-ish, middle school student, the parent maybe is a retired like street driver. It could be a little like the,
well, that's the thing, is the kid
house husband kind of thing.
I think
they're covered in tattoos.
Yeah.
They used to be really cool, but now they're like, can I take your picture before you go
they're
to
like
school?
They're like a taxi driver now.
Yeah, like they just, they were really successful. They have these, like, skills.
I think I want that more now as well, because you could have the very fun sort of side episodes or side
plots. Where
they're,
like, teaching the kid how to drive.
They're teaching the kid how to drive. They're picking the kid up from school. They're, like, you just see little glimpses of how, like, interesting and fun their life is. But, you know, it's different than their previous life.
Character, protagonist, has no time for that.
Exactly. This is all happening sort of like tangentially.
Like, I need to be perfect. Like, you want to go do this fun thing? No, I don't have time. I'm focused on this thing.
Yeah. Well, it's like they even use their power
to like loosen up a little.
To like go through a conversation that they had with their parent and then be like, oh, I didn't like how this conversation went. So I'm just going to either change how it went or avoid it entirely.
Yep.
And so it's just them diverging entirely from like a different timeline, which is where the...
Which is where the Loki-like person's like, this is getting annoying.
Yeah.
You're making this really hard for me.
So I think what the demon sort of does, like you mentioned,
calls
in
the parent, like a parent-teacher conference?
Sort of like that, but not instead of. It's, you know, they just start putting them in the different timelines where they messed up and controlled, you know. And so then they make it so that it doesn't work, and they had this conversation with their parent, and now it's gone this way. And they're stuck with it, and they try and control, but it just like doesn't work in that instance. Like, they can still do it in other ways, but they can't.
But there are some things that they are stuck with, and that's not normal.
So it's sort of like their life gets grittier and grittier, and like their parent starts liking them more instead of like diverging,
because they felt like they didn't have anything in common.
Exactly.
Because it was always just, like, perfect child. I mean, we don't have a lot of interests.
I think it's also the parent was getting along with the child, but as soon as the trickster god demon gave them the thing and they started going the straight and narrow, and they're like, this was unexpected, and I like, miss my kid.
Yeah.
And, so you sort of have that fun redemption-y sort of, you know, the kid realizing that not everything has to be perfect. You know, mistakes are a natural part of life.
Mm-hmm.
And then the demon's just like, no, and you figured out the...
But no, I think that's great, because then the child would realize, I have support outside of myself. If I don't do something perfect, I have friends, I have family, my parent over here, cool with it. Like, for some reason, they just think
the parent's
that they can't.
Great. The parent's such a good character.
So cool.
Yeah.
And is it...
Lee Pace, but...
I'm almost picturing a single parent.
I think that's
kind of
how it goes.
Would take away from how, like, I think rounded out we want this
it's,
one
it's
parent.
Yeah, like, it's fine if there's two parents, if it ends up going that way. But I think the one parent, you have a very strong bond just between two characters. You don't have to dilute it between like an additional character as like the parent's character. You have this like individual older character who is like fleshed out and full that you like want to do things with.
I'm thinking of the parents in Psyche K, how like the mom and the dad together made a whole person, because they were you know, outlandish in their two. I want this parent to be a whole person themselves.
I think that was Because they're both very funny and different.
Yes.
But they don't really do anything besides be, like, the parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like in this show you would want to sort of see the failings and sort of get the backstory.
Like, the mom does everything right. The dad does everything wrong. Like, but, it's really flat and they play their roles. And it's great, but that's not what I'm seeing for this.
I think those characters, they were made better when the grandparents were introduced.
Yes.
And they had that sort of, like, give and take.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of fleshed them out in some way. But it still was very, like, they're your grandparents, like the dad's grandparents were never introduced, so it wasn't sort of like, I don't know. It's still a very good show.
Oh, amazing.
Entirely. And they didn't need to do anything in that regard. But I think we're just trying to go a different way with how we're introducing this sort of child-parent mechanic.
Mm-hmm. The relationship.
Dynamic.
Yes, dynamic. That's a good word.
Yeah. I think we're good.
Wow.
This is good. Because it just gets wild, where they sort of are placing them in these broken timelines. But it's not broken. It's just a decision that they
wanted to undo.
They wanted to undo, but it's not. It wouldn't even be anything ridiculous. It's just, you know, they broke a pencil and they did it. And then they didn't have to ask for help because they just, like,
they broke their pencil and they had to go sharpen it. And then that made them finish the test, like, second in the class instead of first.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's not going to work for me. Exactly. I need to be the first one done. Just these little things.
Exactly. And sometimes they do undo bigger things. And I think that's something we would figure out in the end. I can't really think of anything right now. But it would be, you know, the trump card for the demon would be like, hey, finally, something huge I can undo and place them back in this messed up reality they now have to live with. But then at that point, they've realized, like, oh, I have a support group with my family and friends, and I don't have to be isolated and don't have to rely on this power. And then
I don't have to be the one to fix everything.
It's really good. Really good. I like that.
Cool.
I like that my racing's in there too.
And I also want, because we're jumping timelines, child is gonna go meet young parent. 100% gonna go see them racing.
Do they
don't actually have meet
ability to not de-age in that way? I thought they were... Are they being placed in that time? I don't understand.
Okay.
Are they not being... You know... They're being put in a different timeline, but it's not... I don't know. Would it be they are their same age, but their parent never had them or something?
No, it's just like, you're gonna go see your parent when they were your age.
Oh, so the demon really just messes entirely with the whole...
A little bit.
Time thing. Because you can't, like, leave them there.
No, it's just, it's like the ghosts of future past kind of a thing. Where it's like, you're going to
I don't know if that's necessary, but...
Okay, fine. Well...
We can have it happen if we need it.
We definitely are going to, unless you veto me, pop into the main character fully grown, and they are fully grown.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to see their future.
Totally.
So I thought maybe they would be able to...
Anyway.
Okay.
If it happens, it happens.
Within their lifetime is what you want.
Yeah, because I feel like if they weren't born, how would they see it? Unless they were a baby.
Okay.
Maybe they were born and their parent was still racing and they were brought in like a little...
little swaddle. Little baby Bjorn.
Yeah, they were like Bjorn in the car and it was like, this is dangerous.
I'm a great driver, don't worry.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. That'd be a pretty funny scene though.
Yeah.
Like the driver has a second person in the car... And they're driving with the Bjorn, and the second person is like, this doesn't look safe at all. And the driver's just like, this is totally
There's fine. A tiny helmet. We're good.
I do this all the time. Yeah, they do have a little helmet on. That'd be hilarious. I'd be fine with that.
Okay.
And they're sort of like more conscious in that state.
That sounds fine.
Yeah. But I'd rather not them be like, I'm 12 years old.
Or... That's good to know, because I was picturing them popping around.
I gotcha.
So within their time.
Umbrella Academy style.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't need that.
Okay, so within their
from
life.
From me personally.
And they are the age that they are.
Yeah.
It cleans it up for sure. Yeah.
But they have their mental
faculties.
Yeah. But they're a baby, so they still go, I'm
right. So, like, no grip, can't grasp or
and
anything.
And then they start driving and their head's like, like pulled back
G-forces.
In the helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not safe for baby.
No.
Don't do that.
No.
Yeah. But the back and forth between, like, the passenger who's in the car, like, monitoring the race, or...
Yeah, because I think, you know, for, like, some races, you have, like, a coach with
you. Like Speed Racer, right? He has Trixie in it, and Monkey and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
There's the car.
There's a team involved.
For weight. Mm-hmm. So that you all have the same class of... I don't fucking know.
I have no idea.
Either way, I think we're there. I think we're at title time. Words?
Yeah, what words?
Words would be like
Is Control Z out?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
I think we might need... That might just be it, but it will. Let's...
We could do a control word or like a time word.
Let's do a control word, just sort of concept of control.
Like time editing, control, kind of.
And then family?
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Let's do that, control and family. All right, you want to do a control word first or a family word first?
I can start with the family.
I'll do a control word. 3, 2, 1, reverse.
Support. Reverse support.
It's the opposite of support.
Ta-da.
Switcheroo. 3, 2, 1, embrace.
Narrative. Mm. Embrace the narrative. Mm. Embrace the support.
I just like that race is in the word embrace.
Ah, that's good.
I don't know.
That's good.
Yeah, well, here we are. With our words.
I supportive. Also thought of another, like, full title.
Oh, did you?
It's not great or anything, but since we've got a whole demon, like, traipsing around, or whatever we want to call him, like, demon perfection.
Loki.
Yeah.
Demon perfection. Demonic perfectionists. Yeah. I get you. Perfection's
just,
good.
Just throwing it out.
Perfect world, perfect demon. Yeah.
The perfect demon.
The perfect demon. Loki's trickster.
That would be hilarious if the child was a demon and its parent was a demon and it didn't want to do demon-y things. Like, that's a different thing. So funny.
Yeah.
Not this.
Yeah, it's like, why are you doing angel shit? What the hell?
What? I told you to throw apples at that kid. What are you... You've made them a pie. Well, I just thought they might like a pie more than being hit by apples. It would be hilarious.
Would it... Are they a terrifying demon?
No, it's like a fun... Like, they can be really scary, but they're just not...
I getcha.
Like, they can turn it on and have, like, flames sprouting out of them.
It's a part-timer.
But also, the kid comes home and they're just, like, chilling on the couch. Want to grab me a beer?
Play an Xbox.
Yeah, I'm making fun of these kids' moms. It's pretty great. Okay.
Classic.
Not
Xbox.
This, but very funny.
That's very good.
Enjoying this idea.
Yeah, that's a fun side project there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry. That's that other thing. Back to ours.
Yes, embracing the support. See, we both had a similar supportive, embracive. Reversing time perfection.
And I'd said narrative for control, because you would control.
Controlling the narrative.
Yeah.
It's good. It's true. It's good.
Do you like any of it better than...
Control Z?
Yeah.
I feel like it's Control Z.
Did I jinx us?
But the thing is Z has like a demon-y sort of...
The Z can be like flaming.
It'd be like a big gothic Z, you know, with like flames and like demon eyes in it.
Okay.
Very, you know...
Yeah, no, I follow.
Yeah.
I imagine it looking normal, quote unquote, just like typed out, and then the Z like bursts into flames
and
like growls or something.
Yeah, it's like.
And then we can like zoom into that and it starts the whole intro sequence.
Yeah,
I think that's cool.
Totally.
I think the only thing we haven't talked about is how the main character does undo stuff. Do they have a button? Are they actually typing it?
I think it's just they do it. Like, it's a blink.
Okay.
Because I don't think there has to be a specific mechanic to it. They just sort of do it.
I was just curious.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. It's just like they want it to happen.
They want it to happen, and then they blink, and then they're back. 2 seconds, 2 hours, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. But maybe when the demon's like introducing it, they're like, "You've used a computer, right? Control Z."
Yeah.
Not that we need that.
It's
like,
as easy as Control Z. Go bowling. Okay. Are we doing Control plus sign?
That's
Z?
What I was picturing.
Perfect.
with spaces in between.
And control as in CTRL?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. All lowercase.
I think that's it. Z gives it a fun...
Z is capitalized.
Z is fully capitalized.
It's flaming.
And has a big, demon aura to it. Yeah, I like Amazing. That. And the control is like the keyboard font, you know. Like
Very, or maybe like pixely.
Yeah. Either way. Very good.
Done.
Super anime.
Done and done.
I love it. Who do you want to be in
Control Z? It reminds me of Milk and Java, because we wanted Java to be like
really
pixelated and Milk
we're
to be.
We're suckers yeah. for
we are.
Two different font styles.
It's what we know.
Yeah. Okay. Who do you want to be in Control Z?
That is a fantastic question.
Thank you.
Not only did it rhyme.
After every successful creation.
Would you agree that we came up with something cooler than either of our
ideas? Totally agree, yes.
I think that's really the mission here. Because
to me, when we do these combination of separate ideas, either they become something totally crazy and different, or, you know, we lose a bit of mine, we lose a bit of yours,
and
something like that
happens. And we, like, enhance
what
one of us
already
kind of had.
But I like that my sort of whole thing and the existence of our Zodiac thing became the backstory and sort of enveloped into your... thing and gave yours a very narrow focus on the like parent kid relationship.
But even though it's more narrow, it's much more robust than what
I originally
had.
Exactly.
So,
but I think also, you know, it narrows in on a relationship and then it expands the like world building aspect of it, which I like as well.
Yeah. Well, now that we've
just flexing on our own
horns over here. Who should we be?
I don't know. I'd just be like a student I'd be
a
racer in the past. Very cameo.
Can I be a fan of you?
Yeah, you're in the car.
Yay.
There you go. Punch it.
Do we show up? Like maybe the kids coming home from school and
I don't know.
The like
maybe
parents
we die in
the
car.
Seeing us off. Good to see ya. Lee Pace can say good to see
you
to us.
Why not?
The dream.
The dream. For him to have A, seen us,
God.
And then B, it been good.
I could cry at the thought. I'm so excited. Yeah. No, I think that'd be great. You know?
Control
just
Zeman.
Yeah.
I hate that.
That's terrible.
It's so bad.
It's really bad.
Control. I won't say it again.
Yeah, because it sounds really close
it
to something else,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Does.
It?
Just
yeah.
like a sailor or something. Okay.
But I love the idea that we are old friends.
We show up at two episodes.
Of the main character.
Two episodes.
And we don't have to speak in both of them.
No.
You just recognize the character.
We have one speaking line, one speaking word present in one of them. Maybe not even speaking. We just show up, roll up.
And it's one of those things where you're X years older, but you wear the same things. So it's very recognizable.
Yeah, you're sort of a wrinkly kiss, you know, wrinkly aged up version, but you still have a hoodie.
You still have your, like, red whatever.
Racing gloves.
Exactly.
Stylistic choices. Yeah, exactly.
Love it.
We're
love
exactly
it.
The same and very recognizable.
Mm-hmm. A we true
show up,
love story. Because
we show up, like, 10 episodes later, and that's like, how would you track that at all?
But we would.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
Okay, so we're in it. Lee Pace is in it, and that's pretty much all we need.
I mean,
that.
Yeah.
Because
Lee Pace, you can choose the kid.
Choose the kid.
Maybe you got someone
that
in
sounds
mind.
Sounds weird, but choose the kid.
Please cast the child. Is that better?
That's not his job.
But if he would like input, is what
if
I'm
he
saying.
Would like input, he can and should if he wants. But if he wants to leave it up to the talented casting directors that we hire, of course.
Okay, I'm sorry. I misspoke.
It's kind of their job.
And just anything Lee Pace wants, he can have.
Totally. That's the thing. Any input he has, we're putting it in the show.
Yeah.
If he improvs a line.
It's in.
And he wants it that way.
Everyone needs to work around it.
Yeah. If it's not animated correctly.
Redo.
I'm sorry.
And then they all fly off into the sky.
Why did we... the crowd... What was it?
I don't remember.
What a weird...
You showed
that
me, though.
Dexter's? That was interesting.
Yeah. Miscommunication.
Outsourced animation from Dexter's. So interesting. Okay. Well, here we are at the end of the episode. If you want to... No. Wait.
You got this.
Instant anime.
Just add music.
I'm Jimmy.
I'm Sarah.
Woo!
Close one. I mean, you didn't say this has been, but it you got the point across.
But it has been.
Yeah, it really has.
Thing we did. If you want to follow us on social media, it's Twitter @ Instant Anime Pod. It's our one thing.
That's what we got.
We don't have anything else. Not even a secret Instagram where we only follow Lee Pace.
That's just mine.
Not even that.
I mean.
But that's the Twitter. We sometimes update it. Sometimes don't. Either way, it's set up to automatically post the episodes, so you can click a link there.
If that's your preferred method.
If you want to get updated there. Otherwise, you can check out our website.
You can. And you can find it at instantannie.may. It's where we host. It has all of our episodes with clickable links in the description, so you can find the song Why Me, Stellar, as well as a bunch of others. And speaking of...
Stellar.
Did I say it weird?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just making... group name.
Just making sure.
They're stellar. They are stellar.
I'm feeling stellar after listening to it. It's pretty great.
They're stars.
And if you want to listen to it and other ones, you can check out our Spotify playlist that Jimmy mentioned earlier.
Ironically, their band did not become very famous, so sort of like a trick, you
then
know? Like,
the least we could do is listen profusely.
Yeah, give this song, give this old ass song a listen. I think it's good.
I agree. I liked it.
But I'd never heard of this group before.
No, who?
Stellar.
It shouldn't be Why Me, it's Who's Us.
It's a brutal business, this K-pop.
It's true. But if you want to listen to it and other cool songs, we have a Spotify playlist. We are also on Spotify. Perhaps you're listening to this right now on Spotify.
Spotify has become very user-friendly. Clickable links.
It's so nice.
At least on mobile. I don't remember on desktop. But
I haven't even checked it.
They keep updating the desktop thing, too, so I have no idea.
They're working on it.
Yeah.
They're doing something. But
mess.
We're also on a handful of other podcatchers, which you can find in the sidebar. But again, if you're already listening to us, maybe you don't need that. I'm not really sure. We have
That's
some...
True. How do we reach people who aren't listening?
I don't know.
My mom
Twitter?
Wants to... She keeps asking, how do I do it? And I go, I've given you the link. And she... I don't know. If you're listening now, you've made it, Mom.
So maybe we need to tell people to share it? Maybe the answer isn't
share
like,
it with your friends if they
I
like
don't
anime.
Think we've ever asked
if they
that.
Like K-pop.
Send us along to someone that you think would enjoy.
If they
That's
like
fun.
Creative writing. Maybe.
Because if anime's not your thing, like you don't have to picture what we talk about.
You
animated.
Can picture it as just a audio drama.
Or maybe you want to picture the real life actors and actresses. Like
Lee
that's
Pace.
Cool. I mean, I would have
if you're
to picture
a fan of
Lee
Pace.
Pace.
This is a Lee Pace fan cast.
It really is.
It has been since day one.
Day one, which is the first song we used.
Day two was the actual first time we mentioned Lee Pace, when he was a vampire.
Yeah.
And we see his abs. And you hadn't even seen the Twilight films.
No, that started it, though.
That was your obsession.
I mean, it just took a summer to read all the books and watch all the movies.
And we were like, wait, he's in Guardians of the Galaxy? And we're
I
like,
didn't know.
Yeah, he's a blue
There's a
guy.
Lot of face paint.
And then we watched Halt and Catch Fire.
We'd been watching that for a little while.
Been watching it? I think, yeah.
Yeah, that started it. Because I'm like,
that really started.
Who is this?
What a hottie.
What a hunk.
And now you've seen the other show he was in.
I've watched Pushing Daisies.
Pushing
I'm
Daisies.
Currently rewatching
You're on your
it.
Second watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's an obsession,
it's on HBO,
but
so.
Not a like a Stan obsession.
Oh, no,
you know?
I don't want to bother
it's
him.
Normal.
I just really enjoy him.
We don't tweet, you know. We don't fucking tweet at him every episode because
no.
he'd hate us.
Oh my god, legal action.
I think we've retweeted his like
his,
conservation
stuff,
efforts
yeah.
and stuff like that because he's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
We love him.
We do.
We don't know him, but we love him.
Well, I'd like to think I have an idea that his heart is gold.
Yes, but we're fans.
We are. Yeah. Imagine that.
Can't say otherwise either, because if anyone's listened to this podcast...
You would know.
One or two episodes, we've said his name.
It'd be sad to, like, keep a count. Anyway, what are we doing?
Oh, God. I think that's it.
Yeah.
We're on Spotify. You
Check
can suggest
out our website.
A song. Just share
oh, yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah. Suggest a song. You can find it on the website, or you could go to suggest.instantannie.may, or it's our pinned tweet.
On
and
Twitter.
Give us a song that Jimmy and I can put
it's
Lee Pace in.
It's all cyclical,
I
too.
Mean,
and if you're sharing it with your friends, and your friends have good taste in music, or bad taste in music, I don't
or
know.
Or anime taste in music.
Or anime taste in music. That's the thing. It's sort of hard to picture. Like, if you're listening to a song, and it gives you a mental image.
If you're getting
that,
a vibe.
If you get a vibe, if you get a mental image, that's what we're looking for.
That's what we vibe
and
on.
And our this song that we've done today was not a suggestion. No. But the suggestion we've got and the suggestions that are pending episodes, so good. Mm-hmm. And
we thank you for your suggestions if you sent one in, and we welcome
exactly.
them.
Exactly. And they're things like that to. We have not, you know, we would not find on our own. So mm-hmm. we need this little third party input there.
Yeah. I mean, I've discovered a like artist that I enjoy from it before.
I think Eve was this podcast, not necessarily a suggestion, but I think it was you, Sarah, who found Eve, and now Eve is one of my like favorite artists yeah. of all time, and I buy like all their fucking albums mm-hmm. and they're incredible.
So, you know, share the love,
share our podcast. If you have the time to rate, review us on whatever you're listening to, we also encourage you to do that. Just like every podcast, you've heard the spiel. Mm-hmm. Just do it or don't. Yeah. But that's the thing. If you don't have time, you don't have time. And I get it.
We were wondering how we get known, and it might be a little bit of people leaving reviews and ratings and stuff. That might be part of it.
That's sort of an aspect of sharing, because then it ends up being shared.
But if you digitally. Don't want to, like, just maybe share us with a friend.
That'd or follow cool. us, you know, subscribe on your podcatcher thing, because mm-hmm. then it shows up in the sort of, like, these people are subscribed to these as well.
Yeah, that's true.
And, yeah, so, I don't know.
Just enjoy it, hopefully.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks.
Have a good day. Have a good week. Bye.